Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in the studio by Joel Service of the Sunset Coast Striders Running Club. How you doing, Joel?
Doing very well. Thanks
Glad to have you here. What do you do with the club?
I've been with the club for about 4 years now, and I'm the club secretary.
Club secretary. What's a club secretary do? You take notes?
Basically take notes at our board meetings. I do a few other things, too. We sponsor a lot of local races in the area, so we all chip in to try and help with some of those races there. So it's not just the secretary part. It's just kind of chipping in to help the whole mission of the race, I guess.
So when you say the secretary, are there other members on the board? Then?
Yes,
tell me a little bit about what they do and what their titles are.
Our president is Jerry Jones, and our vice president is Dee Berry, and our secretary is me.
Yep.
And our treasurer is Janice Eagle.
Okay.
And we also have a couple directors, Jimmy Pantelleria and Heather Starner and Lisa Altman.
How long has the club been around?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I've only been a member for 4 years, and I think we've been around a few years prior to that.
Okay. But you've been a part of the club for more than 4 years, though. I mean, weren't you? You said how many years you've been involved with this run that we're about to talk about. Didn't you say 10 years or something?
I've done the run for 10 years, but I've only been part of the club for four.
Got it. Okay. So the Sunset Coast Striders Running Club, do you meet like monthly or do you meet weekly or how does that go?
We're a nonprofit club and we really just support fitness through running, biking, swimming. And we have group runs in the winter. We're down to two group runs a week. We have Saturday and Wednesday evening runs. Saturdays are during the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, we'll have group bike rides as well as group swims just scheduled variously throughout the week.
Okay. And if somebody is looking to find out more about the Sunset Coast Riders Running Club and activities, how can we find out more information about what you guys do?
Just they can go to the internet and look up sunsetcoastriders.com or Facebook, Sunset Coast Riders, and either one of them will take them to a link to get more information about what we are as a club and how to join.
sunsetcoaststriders.com is an easy one, or just email me here at the station and I can send you the link too. Not a big deal. But hey, we've got a fun event coming up on Saturday, is it?
Sunday the 2nd.
It's the Toys for Tots Pub Run. This sounds exciting.
It is. It's a really fun time. The community really comes together and makes it just a great event for all the runners as well as all the establishments that take part in it every year.
So tell me about the run. Is it a competitive one?
It's a non-competitive. Distance-wise, probably maybe a little over 3 miles.
So about a 5K-ish, roughly?
Yeah, okay. Right.
And what's it to support the...
It's for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. And the only entry fee to get into the run is that we ask somebody to either bring an unwrapped toy for a boy or a girl, and they can either bring it to the run, or if they don't want to bring it to the run, they can drop it off at any one of the participating establishments before the run.
Yeah, I've seen the Toys for Tots boxes around town now. We've got one here at the radio station as well.
Right.
And what a great organization. So you said the entry fee is just an unwrapped toy for a boy or a girl. It doesn't really matter what the toy is, what the gift is.
No, we've had people bring some really, really nice toys in the past. You can bring more than one. It's all going to a good cause. So
sure,
there's really no limit on what you can give.
So if I brought in a toy to the run, you've got boxes there then to drop off? That you
yes.
have at the location there, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Sure.
So, tell me a little bit about the run. You said it's a 5K, roughly a little 5K-ish. We'll leave it at that. Where is it going to begin and end, and kind of take off and go through? And the weather's going to be nicer this weekend.
Well, let's hope so.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right. We're going to start at delivery at 11 a.m. and that's our stop at delivery is going to be from 11 to 11:45. That's where everybody kind of gets together and gets in their groups. And we hear course instructions from, I think our vice president, Dee Berry, will be giving the course instructions again this year. We'll have raffles. We'll have a 50-50 raffle. And all the tickets will be sold at that point at delivery before we take off for the next stop.
Okay, so you said, okay, there's going to be a raffle for door prizes, gifts from sponsors and host establishments. You mentioned the 50-50 raffle. What's this prize for the best costume thing you're talking about?
Well, I'm not sure what the prize is going to be.
Or what is the best costume thing? I mean, what is it? What is that about?
Oh, people get dressed up in all sorts of Christmas-type costumes.
Really?
Right. There's people dress up as elves, Christmas trees. It's pretty interesting to see.
And so when you say pub run now, you said it starts at the livery, and that's at from 11 to 11:45 on Sunday, and that's where you get the instructions and the raffle tickets and everything.
Also, that's where our main toy drop-off will be. We'll have all the boxes up on stage at the livery, and when people come in, they usually just drop their toy off in the box before they get ready to run.
Okay. And then there's a state police escort, right?
Right. For the, I think, fourth or fifth year, they've graciously accepted our request to guide the runners up Main Street through Benton Harbor up into St. Joe.
Okay. So again, it starts at the livery. We're talking to Joel Service with the Sunset Coast Striders Running Club about the Toys for Tots Pub Run coming up Saturday, December 2nd from 11 until 5-ish or however long it kind of takes you. So it begins at the livery from 11 to 11:45 for the instructions and the drop-offs and everything. It all supports the Toys for Tots. Then you're going to be escorted by the State Police, Michigan State Police, along Main Street into St. Joe. To where?
To the Buck Burgers and Brew, and that's where they drop us off. And they'll be there from 12 to 12:45 p.m., and the Buck will have drink and food specials for us. They usually set out meatballs and a few other finger food type things for us. The Buck's really good to us.
That's why we're calling this a pub run, by the way, if you didn't pick up on that. So at the Buck Burgers and Brew from 12 to around 12:45, and then where does it go from there?
Then we'll head over to the Silver Harbor Brewing Company just down the road. And again, they will have food and drink specials for us. We'll be there from 12:50 to 1:35.
Okay. And then from there?
Well, then we're headed to a dehydration station, and veteran pub runners will know what I talk about when I mention that. If you're new to the pub run, I'm not going to give you a lot of details. You just got to come out and find out for yourself. But it's a good time. If you can picture maybe an aid station at a big run like a marathon or triathlon or something.
Okay.
It's something along those lines. There'll be some goodies for the runners, and I'll leave it at that.
A dehydration station. I like that. I like that. I'm a former runner, walk a lot now, but I know what you're talking about right there.
It's definitely a favorite spot on the course, but it's a little bit of one of those best kept secret type things.
Yeah.
Got to come out to find out.
So that's from 1:40 until about 2:25 or so. And then following that, then you're off to...
down to the On the River Tavern, which we're really excited about this year because we haven't been there with the new ownership. It was when it was the Boathouse, the pub run went there a few times, but then when they changed owners, we hadn't been there in quite some time. So they've graciously invited us back into the run, and we're real happy to be able to get down there for them.
Awesome. And so that's On the River Tavern from 2:30 till 3:15.
Right.
And then?
Then over to the River's Edge on Main Street, and we should be there from 3:20 to 4:05-ish. The times kind of bleed into each other as the day goes on, so there's not any set time that people will be yanked out of the establishment and sent to the next one. It's just kind of when you feel like going, go ahead and head out.
Sure, sure. And then following that one, you go to...
head down to the Chatterbox Bar and Grill, and from then it's about 4:10 to 5 or so, 4:55 or so. And again, they've had Sloppy Joes for us in the past, so they've had some good food for us at the Chatterbox. It's been a good stop. Very popular on the route.
So it sounds like you get fed well.
I'll
ask you more about that. And then when you wrap up at the Chatterbox, then you head back to the...
Head back to the livery for more food and drink specials. And once we're at the livery, then the raffle prizes and the 50-50 raffle and the costume contest will all be announced.
Okay. So again, it's the Toys for Tots Pub Run coming up Sunday from 11 till roughly 5-ish. I noticed you're only giving about... I know you said the times kind of are fluid, but about 5 minutes or so in between these stops. But the total amount of running that you said is about 3 miles roughly, though, when all is said and done,
We've mapped out the course, and it's just over 3 miles. And obviously nobody has to run the whole thing. We've had people run, we've had people walk, and it's just mainly to come out and support Toys for Tots and have a good time.
Well, I would think after you've hit a few of these places and had something to eat at most of those places, with that full stomach, it might make it a little bit difficult later in the afternoon to run a little bit.
Walking is good at that point.
Yeah, I think probably walking is great. But Bigby Coffee is also involved, right?
Yes, they have said that they will open their doors for the runners in case there's runners who are designated drivers or maybe just want to take a break from from the food and the drink and just want to sit and have a nice cup of coffee and relax. So they're going to be around for us as well.
Okay. So again, it's the Sunset Coast Riders Running Club Toys for Tots Pub Run coming up Sunday, the 2nd from 11 till 5-ish. We're going to meet at 11 at the livery is where it all kind of kicks off. And again, you said there's no fee other than?
Other than an unwrapped toy for a boy or a girl.
Okay, and you can bring that along, and they'll have the drop-off boxes, Toys for Tots drop-off boxes at the livery at the beginning. Would there be a way, if I've got something going right at 11, could I pick up somewhere along the way with them, or do you want everybody to start right at 11 then?
I mean, absolutely. We've had people do that in the past. The only thing that we would ask is that the toy for the boy or girl gets dropped off at some point in time, but sure, we've had people join us halfway through. We've had people leave us halfway through. It's a very, as you said, fluid event.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, rundown, just kind of rundown. We're going to start at the livery, head over to with the escort from Michigan State Police across Main Street into St. Joe, and kind of run down the locations you're going to be at again.
Sure. We're starting at the livery, then to the Buck Burgers and Brew, Silver Harbor Brewing Company, the Dehydration Station, On the River Tavern, the River's Edge on Main Street, the Chatterbox Bar and Grill, and then back to the livery.
How can we find out more information about the pub run?
Just go to Facebook. That's where most of the information is posted, and it's on Toys for Tots Pub Run. You might have to do a little bit of searching. There are several pub runs throughout the nation, as you can imagine. I think Toys for Tots Pub Run will take you right to the link that you need.
Anything else? I think we covered pretty much everything.
No, I think we're good.
Sounds good, Joel. Look forward to seeing you Sunday at 11 o'clock at delivery.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.